Welcome back, everybody, from me, Tim Capel, to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes of the podcast via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com or via any of the major streaming devices, including iTunes, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. Now, coming up today, we'll look at Sunday's opponents, Real Sociedad. But first, the reaction to last night's 3-0 victory over Valencia, which is being savoured by all of today's media. And there is only one place to start, really, and that is with Karim Benzema. He entered the game not having had a shot in the 3-0 victory over Eibar. And at the end of the first half, he still hadn't had a shot last night. It had the commentators on the game split. For some, it is all about his absolute contribution, not just goals. For others, it is simply about just the goals. On the headlines today, they simply said, well, next week, Benzema will be criticised for not scoring a goal. Now, Benzema himself offered humble reaction to the goal that he scored. Everything he said went quickly. Marco's cross, I controlled it. I shot it. Seems very easy, he said, when I explained. Now, the goal itself was something of a landmark goal because it enabled him to pass Puskas' record of 241 goals. Only four are ahead of him, Santillana, Di Stefano, Raul and Ronaldo. Madrid also made a piece of history last night, by the way, being the first club ever in La Liga history to record a season where they had 20 different goal scorers. As for the reaction from the coach, Zidane was, as is usual, slim on individual praise, but he did say about Benzema's goal, it was a great goal because of the control and the execution. Now, had it not been for that exceptional goal, then Eden Hazard would have garnered certainly more coverage than he did get. Zidane was quick to offer praise for his contribution and his growing understanding with Benzema. He had, he said, a very good game. It did seem from time to time he was tiring, but then he recovers. He and the whole team must continue to play like this. And on to Asensio and his return. He said seeing him out there was reason to be happy. His goal reminded us of his quality. And this is extremely important because we will need all of our players in this squad between now and the end of the season. And also highlighted today the regime that Asensio has put himself through to get fit. Up to 5 daily sessions, and his, quote, iron mentality and unconditional support of those around him. The player himself, he said, he dedicated the goal to all those who have helped me over this last difficult year. Now, it wasn't all good news yesterday because in the build-up it was confirmed that Isco, who would have started yesterday, is going to be out for the next 3 weeks with a hamstring strain. He joins Lucas Mariano, Jovic and Nacho on the injury list. Jovic, though, did appear at training on Friday morning. Now, moving on to other stories that have made the news in the last 24 hours, Kai Havertz is waiting for Real Madrid, and if the move doesn't arrive, he will wait until it does. Bayern, of course, is still in the hunt for the player. He, though, according to sources in Germany, has let it be known to those around him that Madrid is his preferred choice. Leverkusen, by the way, have also registered their interest in taking Reinier on loan next season. Chelsea, of course, remember the other team who have a significant interest in signing Havertz. Now, news on another Real Madrid target, David Alaba, it's been revealed, still hasn't renewed his contract with Bayern Munich, and they, according to German media sources, are willing to listen to offers for him. His current deal runs out in just a year's time. Madrid had interest in him earlier on in the year, but that would depend on the future now of Marcelo. If he left, which looks unlikely, it would leave an opening. If he didn't, then it's hard to see the point of signing him. Now, with all of the new arrivals at Chelsea, N'Golo Conte's future is still uncertain. Zidane is an admirer of the player who could challenge Casemiro. The 29-year-old is available, but Chelsea want $50 million for the French international, which it said has immediately diluted Madrid's interest. Interesting news story on Gareth Bale. His future is again up for discussion with reports suggesting that he will be allowed to leave on a free transfer this summer just to remove the $16 million per year salary from the wage bill. Now, this is a significant step, as the club had been looking for around $70 million, which had put most of the potential buyers off. But with just 2 years left to go on his current deal and a chance to save $32 million in salary, the view is now that it could be the right time to cut their losses and get rid of a player whose presence seems to cause division. Another whose future has been discussed much in the last couple of months is Martin Odegaard. It was viewed that he, along with Ashraf Hakimi, would be returning to Real Madrid this summer. This is now not the case, with reports saying that the player has told Sociedad that he will stay for the second year of his loan agreement. He, remember, scored against Real Madrid earlier this season for Sociedad, and he'll be hoping to follow it up again on Sunday when the two teams meet again. Now, what is the latest on the situation surrounding Eduardo Camavinga? Well, according to reports in Spain and France, Madrid have under a week to try and tempt him to leave Rennes. In a week's time, his club are back in training and they will have all the time they need to put pressure on him to actually stay. An interesting week ahead then for Eduardo Camavinga. Another surprise story today was Zidane seen discussing James Rodriguez and his future. He said, "We know the player that he is and we know of his talents. It's true that he has not played much lately, but that does not mean anything. He's with us and I will count on him. He is training well. We will see when he will play." Now, time to move on and look ahead to Sunday's opponents, Real Sociedad, a fixture this which usually promises and delivers goals. Only three times in the last 36 years has there been a 0-0 draw. Now, back in February, Sociedad stunned Real Madrid in the Copa del Rey, racing to a 3-0 victory with Odegaard scoring the first goal before they ran out 4-3 winners. Sociedad took the lead as well in the league game in November. Jose on 2 minutes before Benzema, Valverde and Modric made it 3-1. Sociedad put up a really decent performance in that game as well. This fixture last year, Sociedad beat 10-man Madrid by 3-1. Mariano scored first, but then after Marino equalised, Vallejo was sent off and Sociedad went on to win, as we said, by 3-1. It's meeting number 152 then for these two over the years. Madrid on 84 victories to 30 for Sociedad and 37 draws. Sociedad then winning three of the last four meetings. It's the best run of form against Madrid since 2001-2, when they went on an unbeaten run of five, winning four of those, culminating with the best ever performance at Bernabeu when Raymond Domenech's team, remember he went on to coach the French national team, they won 4-1. Prieto with two, Oscar de Paula and his strike partner Darko Kovacevic with the other goals on the day. Now, Sociedad starts the day down in sixth place. They've had a disappointing return to action, picking up just 1 point from six, drawing with Osasuna at home, losing to Alaves away. That's draw at home as well. Ended a seven-match winning run. They've lost three times at home this season. Getafe won here 2-1 in October. Levante followed it up a couple of weeks later with a 2-1 victory. And Villarreal won by 2-1 in January. All in all, six clean sheets kept at home in 17 games. Madrid's last win in La Liga here was back in September of 2017. Mayoral, Rodriguez's own goal, and Gareth Bale were the goal scorers on that day. On to some of the players to keep an eye out for if they play. Well, 10 different goal scorers this season. That is half the number of Real Madrid. 22-year-old Spanish international Mikel on 9 is the joint top scorer. 6 of the 12 that he's scored in all competitions have come from the penalty spot. He's also a key assist provider. He's provided 6 of those as well. Brazilian Willian also on 9 goals. Only 2 of those, though, have come this year. Porto and Isak on 7 goals each. Isak, in particular, has had a good start to his career in Spain. He arrived, of course, from Dortmund via Villarreal And between January the 22nd and February the 9th, he actually scored 8 goals. That was his best run this season. He hasn't scored any since. And Porto, as well as the 7 goals he scored, he is the top assist provider with 8. He's ahead of Mikel and Martin Odegaard, who is on 5. Well, after this, it will be again another 3-day rest before Real Madrid returned home for the fixture against Mallorca. Well, that's it for today's roundup. We'll be back again on Monday, hopefully with something else to celebrate and another 3 points. Until then, don't forget to catch up with all of the previous episodes via the website at realmadridpodcast.com. Do enjoy the match. And from me, Tim Capel, till next time, bye-bye for now.